Well, you know, it's getting to be a little bit embarrassing to be American in these times of crisis and disaster. I mean, we just are not showing the sort of leadership and do it, get it done ability that was always the American trademark in better days. In fact, in contrast, we have come up so short on the response to the South Coast disasters, the Gulf Coast disasters, that I suggest maybe we should take a few lessons from other people. The hurricane season does not simply threaten Florida. In point of fact, many hurricanes devastate the so-called Mosquito Coast from Nicaragua up to the new resorts of the Mexican Caribbean. Those disasters have been, by and large, responded to by local folks and, over the last decade or more, Fidel Castro's communist Cuba, which, by the circumstances of its government, happened to have a surplus of trained medical personnel, both doctors, emergency responders, etc., who, because of the Castro policy of attempting to assist in any of his neighbor nations' problems, some American diplomats would say intervene, he sent teams over to Nicaragua, Honduras, areas that were hit by hurricanes, with emergency medical response, etc., and those teams came back and said, "Hey, we really need to get this scene organized because you can't just go in there, slap a Band-Aid on somebody, and keep on going down the road. You need to inoculate people. You need to have follow-up care. You need to do something about nutrition for them while they're recovering from whatever disaster came down. And so we need to put together a coordinated system to do this," which, being the authoritarian communist dictatorship that it is, was done immediately. And now the college that has been created, a medical school that has been created on a former naval base on the shores of Cuba, has just graduated its first class of totally trained medical team personnel capable of using pre-packed containerized medicines and equipment to respond within 12 hours anywhere in the Caribbean, including Mississippi and New Orleans, had we allowed them to come ashore. State Department has yet to respond to their offer. But the point of this is that government can, if it is motivated by leadership from the top, do a good job. It can serve the people. It does not necessarily follow that the government, by involving itself at the federal level, is going to screw up whatever they touch, in spite of the standing evidence to that effect that has been created ever since the Nixon administration by various Republican presidents who progressively gathered together corrupt and incompetent appointees to make sure that the government services they were in charge of delivering failed. The illustration being, of course, the Bush administration, which has proven that nothing they can do at the federal level works. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Tuesday. Stay tuned.